I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. How do we bring native composers into the conversation about new music? This month, the University of New Mexico's 45th annual John Donald Robb Composers Symposium will focus on the indigenous contributions, past, present, and future, to the world of art music. UNM composer Peter Gilbert is the gathering's co-director. Peter, welcome.
Thank you, Spencer. It's nice to be here.
When you and Carola Obermüller, who is your co-director for the symposium, went about exploring this theme and structuring the symposium around it, what were the issues that you particularly wanted to address?
One of the things that we wanted to talk about is something that's actually going to be a panel discussion that we'll have with many of our guests that we're calling Indigeneity in the Arts, which is, what role does identity play in the art that we make? And we're going to be featuring three of our native composers, Raven Chacon, who people will know here as a central part of the Albuquerque music scene, Valerie Naranjo, who's a Southern Ute, a really different kind of voice for contemporary music. She was twice the World Percussionist of the Year. And Trevor Reed, who's a younger Hopi composer who's also a wonderful musicologist. And they're going to be joined by artist Warren Montoya and our own Christina Jacobson, professor in the music department. And they're going to be discussing, what role does Native identity play in the kind of art that you make, and how is it that we as artists represent the cultures we come from, particularly a culture that is fundamentally underrepresented in the national and international arts world.
When we look at the particular Native artists that you have invited to be part of the symposium, the contributions they have made are not easily classifiable as Native American, nor are they much alike.
Absolutely.
Artists.
I think that's really true. Anytime we start trying to, in some ways, artificially pigeonhole someone as a part of a group, that they are individuals and they do have very different kinds of ways of expressing themselves. I think there is, though, anytime we're talking about issues of inclusivity, it's important for there to be people who are out there as spokespeople and role models for younger generations. These are not the first Native composers we've ever had. But part of the problem with being a minority group, I think, is that there isn't that sense of role model and encouragement that there might be for people who are of essentially a white European descent. So part of what we want to do is have the symposium honor all of the voices that haven't been heard, that haven't come to light, or that would have come to light if there had been more support for them. But it's as much about the really fascinating contemporary world of Native composition, the future of Native composition. I think that's what part of the hope of inclusivity in general is.
Peter Gilbert helps lead UNM's John Donald Robb Composers Symposium, which this year looks at Native American influences on new music. 5 days of concerts and discussions in Albuquerque begin on March 28th. It's all free and open to the public. Visit robtrust.org. That's Rob with two B's. And for more information, go to KUNM.org. For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.